President Bush has decided that the Geneva Convention can be applied to Taliban fighters captured in Afghanistan, but the president says he will not extend the provisions to captured Al-Qaeda terrorists. The new policy doesn't change an earlier decision not to classify Taliban or Al-Qaeda detainees as prisoners of war. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the president decided Taliban detainees merited Geneva Convention status because Afghanistan is a party to the convention, but that status would not be extended to Al-Qaeda members since the group is not recognized as a state observing the Geneva Convention. David Sheffer is a senior fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace and former ambassador-at-large for war crimes issues. Good morning.
Good morning.
What additional legal protections do the Taliban prisoners get now that the U.S. has applied the Geneva Convention to them?
Well, actually, it's very hard to determine that because the president has also stated that the Al-Qaeda prisoners or detainees will also receive protections which are equivalent to the Geneva Convention, and his determination that the Taliban detainees will not be prisoners of war essentially puts them on the same footing as the Al-Qaeda detainees. So it's a little difficult to imagine what are the distinctions here that will be drawn between the two groups of detainees.
Would they get more legal protections as POWs, which the U.S. says they're not?
Well, they would certainly be accorded a certain category of or group of protections under the Geneva Convention if it were determined that charges would be brought against any of the Taliban detainees in terms of their right to counsel, their right to select their choice of counsel, and various provisions of the convention if they're going to face charges as POWs. But in this case, the president appears to have determined, without following, it would appear, all of the precise procedures of the Third Geneva Convention, that they're not going to be POWs, and therefore their rights with respect to any charges that might be brought against them would appear to be the same as the Al-Qaeda detainees.
Was President Bush wrong to deny POW status to Taliban prisoners and to say that the Geneva Convention does not apply to the Al-Qaeda prisoners?
I think there was a misstep here because it's extremely important for the United States to recognize that fighters who come from the armed forces of a state, such as Afghanistan, and the Taliban fighters, regardless of whether we recognized their government or not, did come from an organized armed force. It's extremely important that they be accorded POW status, and it's furthermore very important that that determination not simply be a presumption on the part of the United States where there's some question here, but that there be a competent tribunal that makes that determination as required by the Third Geneva Convention. It really is not as difficult as this has become in this process. There are procedures that can and should be followed, and I think unnecessarily we've made this a very, very complicated question.
Well, who would decide? The UN?
No, we have the right, actually, under the convention to compose a competent tribunal. We've determined under Army regulations that that would be three military officers. We did this during the Gulf War with respect to Iraqi detainees, determining who should be a prisoner of war and who should not. It is a composition that can be easily brought together, and I think the questions that need to be answered by such a tribunal are not as difficult as it seems to be made out by the administration.
Given the prevalence of unconventional warfare insurgencies, is the Geneva Convention outdated?
No, you know, it really is not. Since the Geneva Convention was written in 1949, there was a major review of it that culminated in the 1977 protocols, where guerrilla fighters were very much the subject of further elaboration of rules. And at the end of the day, if an individual is truly determined to be a terrorist following the procedures of these documents, then it's true that you do not need to accord these protections to terrorists per se, but the 1977 protocol still leaves a presumption that there's a whole set of protections that should be accorded any combatants, regardless of their classification, because that's the civilized thing to do. And frankly, for the U.S. Armed Forces, it's extremely important that we recognize the need for those protections to be accorded to those who are detained on the battlefield.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Sheffer is a senior fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace and former ambassador at large for war crimes issues.